Welcome. Welcome to Legendary Journeys, the Hercules and Zeta podcast. I'm Scott, and I'm here with...
Beth.
And this is our episode zero, which we are calling First Steps. So we're going to figure out the technology of recording a podcast and be prepared for the next episode.
Excellent.
Yes. So let's introduce ourselves. So I have a BA in English, Language and Literature, with a minor in Classical Studies, and a diploma in Film Production. And I've been a fan of Hercules and Xena from almost the very beginning. I watched them first run back in 94, 95, and ongoing. And I've always been a fantasy fan and a mythology fan, so I think I just sort of hooked into them pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And Beth is not a fan.
I am not a fan, so why am I here? End of scene. I actually have a background in social work. Scott and I did go to the same university, but for vastly different things. Mm-hmm. And but also have a pretty keen interest in fantasy as well. Scott tells me that it will tie into Lord of the Rings later, but that was my first experience going to see Fellowship in theaters of just kind of like, whoa, this crazy world of fantasy, and it's pretty amazing. So I have an open mind, but I've never seen the show before. It should be pretty interesting.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. So the other thing is that this podcast is linked to the Legendary Journeys Hercules and Xena wiki, of which I have been an editor on since around 2009. And I am one of the administrators there as well. So I think probably I'm going to be Mr. Detail and point to a lot of articles on there. Because I've seen the shows several times each, and we're going to watch them again as we go through these. But it should be fun.
It will be. We plan to laugh a lot.
Yes.
Scott and I have known each other for a very long time.
Hundreds of years.
Yes.
Almost as long ago as the Legendary Journey.
Just almost. And we're planning on having a lot of fun here.
Yeah. So maybe just consider this a blanket spoiler alert that
right.
If you listen to this podcast, you should expect to be hearing spoilers. We're sort of anticipating that listeners will have watched it. At least once.
Definitely some major and minor plot points being covered.
Yes, exactly.
So, disclaimer.
Yeah. So maybe a place to start is to describe the Xenaverse. So on the wiki, we think of the shows Hercules, The Legendary Journeys, Xena, Warrior Princess, and Young Hercules all as part of a single franchise. They're all quite interconnected, and we use Xenaverse as a blanket term to sort of cover the universe of all of those shows.
Yes.
So when we refer to Xenaverse, we're talking about all of them together. And I have always thought it was really important to look at all of the shows together. I know there are certain parts of the fandom that are really just into Xena or just into Hercules, but I always watched them together. They were sold together as part of the Action Pack 2 hours. So Hercules would always air at 8 o'clock and Xena right after at 9. And that's how I watched them. And I think you miss things if you don't watch them together or if you're not watching one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
That said, I have to agree that I think Xena is the stronger of the two shows. It's more, there's a lot more subtlety. The writers are more mature for sure. And it's more enjoyable. But I do not at all hate Hercules. I think there's value in it. So I hope that Beth will find some value.
Yes. I've seen random episodes of Xena, actually. I think with you, probably.
Probably.
Over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember being amused.
Yes.
Like, very subtly amused at times.
Yeah.
There seemed to be, like, some sophisticated and silly humor going on.
There's definitely some silly, a balance.
Yeah.
Which no other show, I think, has been able to do for me. Like, it gets ridiculously slapsticky, silly,
mm-hmm.
and then the next episode can be heart-wrenching, dramatic stuff.
Yeah.
So, very interesting combination.
Definitely.
Which I don't think I can think of another show that pulls it off quite like that. Like, most shows sort of stay in a...
Mm-hmm.
on a track in a vein of stuff, and they don't go outside of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you say Hercules is more like that, then?
Hercules tends to be more silly overall.
More silly overall.
Not that there are not attempted serious moments. There are some, like, dramatic themes and stuff, but it's never quite as serious for me as Zena is.
All right, so fewer heartstring pulls, perhaps.
Yeah. So we were talking a little bit before about how I feel like if you watch only one of the two or three shows, if you include Young Hercules, you're missing bits of the universe. And you were talking about, what example? Buffy and Angel.
When we talk about Buffy and Angel,
yeah,
it's like if you only watch one or the other, you're going to...
You can do it. It's totally fine. But you're not going to see everything.
Right. And maybe more people watch Buffy.
Yeah, probably.
But,
Or like the Star Trek spinoffs. If you only watch one of those, it's totally fine. You can do that. It's more or less contained, but you're not getting a full picture of
it. Yeah, if you watched everything, you would realize that other people might have some gaps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's more true with Hercules and Xena because there are lots of characters that just freely go back and forth between them. Mostly the gods. You'll see the Olympian gods will visit both shows more or less evenly. And not there's some mortal characters as well that cross over. Even the main ones, the principals, cross over. Mm-hmm. So you miss stuff if you don't see them both. So that's that. We're taking it as a as a complete franchise. And what we're going to do as we go forward is probably examine... or talk about two episodes each week, and we'll do them as they aired in airing order. So we'll talk about a Hercules episode and then the Xena episode.
Right.
Yeah.
Before we get to that, we're going to conquer some Hercules TV movies.
Yes, which I apologize to Beth for already because they're not great. So stick with it. Once you get through
them. We're going to plow through those.
Yeah. It's like the first season of The Next Generation. Once you get through it, you're okay.
All right.
So, the other day we watched Sam Raimi's The Evil Dead, which came out in 1981, a very important year for us.
Yeah. Wow. That's really 1981?
Yes. Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah. So, we're thinking that our legendary journey begins there.
Yes.
With The Evil Dead.
Yes.
And I thought because of three main reasons. So, it's Sam Raimi and Rob Tappert are together from the beginning. And I think on The Evil Dead is where... they really learned how to make something of quality on a no budget.
Mm-hmm. Like literally almost no money.
Yeah. And Rob Tappert carries that forward. And it's you'll see there's no budget on Hercules Xena either. So he does a good job with that.
Yes.
And then the other thing that I noted about The Evil Dead is its use of Kung Foley, which is this sound trope. Is it a trope? It could be a trope, a TV trope, or not just TV, movies too. Yeah. So it comes from the like kung fu movies where the Foley is super exaggerated. And I found three really good examples when I just rewatched The Evil Dead. And they were my most memorable scenes, I think, maybe because of this. The first one is the vine rape scene, which is awful, but
let's talk about the vine rape scene. Or not.
Or yeah, we could. That poor woman.
poor woman.
I don't know. But the sound of the vines like wrapping around.
Yeah.
Like, that stuff.
Super exaggerated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's the scene in the tool shed when he takes her out and chains her up and the sounds of the chains are like crazy and loud.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a scene later where we're looking down through the rafters of the cabin and the camera is crossing them. And as it crosses each one, it goes whoosh, that stuff. And I just love those things. And you will find a lot of that stuff.
So we're going to notice this.
Yeah,
okay.
You'll see a lot of it.
All right.
More in Xena, but in both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third thing that I liked about The Evil Dead was the team. So you have Bruce Campbell and Ted Raimi. Together with Rob Tappert. And those names will come up again and again in Hercules and Xena. That was when Ted Raimi was credited as the fake Shemp. And I think there are at least a couple of Hercules episodes where there are fake Shemp-type characters credited.
I see.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm having like a little Twin Peaks tangent.
Yes.
Ted Raimi being on that show.
Yes.
In the early 90s.
Absolutely.
Very interesting.
Also on Sequest.
Ooh.
Yes. Did you ever watch Sequest?
Jonathan Brandis?
Yeah.
Sequest?
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple episodes for sure.
Yeah. He was on that too. So, good. Ted Raimi will show up towards the end of the first season of Xena. We see him.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I enjoy him.
And then he becomes a staple. He's there for the duration. So.
Okay.
So, Renaissance Pictures mm-hmm. is what the company
that's their company.
Yeah, Sam and Rob. So in 1990, Renaissance Pictures produced for Universal Pictures the film Darkman. And I think that's the next step in this
mm-hmm. journey. So we go from like 81 to like 90, kind of.
Yeah.
Right.
So this is where they forge a relationship with Universal Pictures, which is important because it's Universal Television that produces these shows. So in 1994, Universal develops this package for syndication called the Action Pack, and they were producing TV movies that they sold into syndication, and they went from 1994 till 2001, till the end of Xena. Actually, till the end of Cleopatra 2525 and Jack of All Trades, which replaced Hercules mid-season in the last season. So we might talk about those later. But anyway, so the first movies under this Action Pack banner were the Hercules ones. And then there was William Shatner's Tech War. There was Midnight Run series. There was Smokey and the Bandit. There was a Knight Rider. I think it was called Knight Rider 2010 or something. And then there was these Vanishing Sun sort of martial arts things. And I happen to have here, for your enjoyment, Beth, the trailer for the Action Pack series. So I'm going to switch over to the YouTube, if I can. Here it is. And let's have a watch of this. Put the link to this in our show notes so everyone can enjoy it.
What a gem.
Yeah. So when I watched these shows, we're in Canada, by the way, and in Southern Ontario. So we had a station called CKVR, which had just at that time rebranded itself mm-hmm. as the new VR. Mm-hmm. So I was watching all of these on there. It was pretty awesome. Lots of nostalgia.
Wednesday nights.
I'm pretty sure it was Wednesday nights at 8 and 9 o'clock. So Universal Television is sort of known for doing all of these TV movies, but these ones, if you watch that trailer, lots of car chasing, car crashing,
yes,
lots of action. So it was the Action Pack. So then the next sort of step is the shows themselves, which we're going to get into in detail as we go forward in all of our episodes. But following them, or influenced by them, there's a lot of stuff. They really kick off this sort of sword, like renaissance in sword and sandal. Renaissance picture. Renaissance of sword and sandal things, like The Adventures of Sinbad and Conan the Adventurer and the Beastmaster show. And probably most importantly, I think they influence Buffy the mm-hmm. Vampire Slayer, which started in 97. Yeah, which was a huge phenomenon, obviously.
A lot of interesting stuff comes after this.
For sure. Yeah.
But without this, you kind of wonder if
like
a show like Buffy would be made.
I'd be
like,
surprised.
Without like a Xena show come before that.
Yeah, I think that it really proved that you could have a female action hero that would sell and people would watch.
Definitely.
And I think even like the success of this year's Wonder Woman movie probably is linked directly to the success of Xena as a heroine.
Strong hero.
Not that Wonder Woman didn't have a lot of success before now, but I think it's
in the chain of things,
in
right?
The chain
it's a link.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Universal Television produces, I want to say, the first two seasons of the shows before it gets sold or switched over to Studios USA, which we'll be able to listen to a lot of, or find a lot of, Rob Tappert interviews where he talks sort of negatively about this switch.
Okay.
He had a good relationship with the people at Universal, apparently, and not so much with the Studios USA folks. They didn't, because they weren't there at the beginning of the shows, they didn't get them as much, and they didn't care, consequently.
Yeah, maybe the support wasn't there.
Yeah.
In certain ways.
Yeah. So we'll see. You don't really see a shift in them, I don't think, because the Studios USA folks don't care enough to get involved on the day-to-day, really. They just, they're in it for the money, and once they hit sort of the 100-episode mark, then they cared less about the shows because they knew they had enough that they could sell as a package just ongoing.
Yeah.
But that's something. And I was also watching a Rob Tappert interview recently where he talks about Hercules being influenced mostly by the Ray Harryhausen movies, like Jason and the Argonauts and the Sinbad ones.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of creatures and sort of mythological stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they were not as much influenced by the late 50s, early 60s, sort of Steve Reeves Hercules stuff.
Right.
Which you probably haven't seen either.
I haven't,
no.
But...
So you don't need
to. It's a little
to.
More like stop action-y.
Yeah.
Than,
Yeah. So, and so Herc was more focused on mythology. And Xena was more focused on Xena.
Xena.
Yeah, her very interesting character arc of
right.
redemption.
Yeah, I hear she goes on a bit of a journey.
Yes, a journey. Mm-hmm. A legendary journey.
A legendary journey.
Yes. Yeah.
So I look forward to going on that journey, you know, with Xena and you.
Yeah, I look forward to it too. I hope that you will not hate it.
Time will tell, honestly. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to pull any punches here, folks.
No, don't. Well, I know that you enjoy The Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
And I think there's an influence of Hercules and Xena on that.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly behind the scenes there is, and the New Zealand stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what else are you a fan of?
I don't know. Well, the Harry Potters, but like...
Yeah, there's some magic.
There's some bit of magic and
some
fantasy
mysticism.
Going on. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see. So that's really, I think, what we needed to cover in this episode is, like, just testing ourselves and giving you a preview of what's to come.
Right.
We hope to post new episodes weekly-ish.
Yeah.
So you can watch for those. And you can watch for them on Facebook. We have a page. It's Hercules and Xena Wikia. You can also find us on the Twitter, @LegendaryWikia. Or the website, of course, which is HerculesXena.wikia.com. So on the blog there at the wiki, we will post sort of show notes for each episode so you can do your own research.
Look into things that you need to.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And we are also going to do, well, I'm not sure if Beth is into this, but I'm going to do a book club,
Ooh.
A Hercules and Xena book club. So you can find that on Goodreads. And we're going to start... in September 2017 and read one book a month, and they'll be posted in Goodreads, so you can follow along with that if you'd like.
Awesome.
Yeah, my memory of the books, which I also read back
mm-hmm.
when they came out, is that they're not great.
No.
No. So we may not have a lot of takers for the book. But we'll see. It'll
Time
be something. So if you ever have thoughts or questions or comments about the podcast... You can put them on, you know, the Facebook or the Twitter. You tweet at us.
Yes. Let us know. And
let us know.
Obviously, we're just getting warmed up, but...
And you'll know, like, it's not going to be a secret what episodes we're going to talk about. You'll know because we're going in order. So we'll sort of tell you as before we're recording them, probably.
Yeah.
And then if you have comments you want to share, maybe we'll read them. Maybe you'll become famous on the Legendary Journeys podcast.
Get your 15 minutes?
15
seconds?
More like seconds.
Mm.
And we may have guest visitors, guest stars with us talking at you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A little bit of change from our voices.
Yeah.
You know.
Not that they're not mellifluous and wonderful.
They are. That they are.
Yeah. So, yeah, my hope, Beth, is that you will have some fun watching these, as I do. I really love them. I think it's just escapism for me. It's not something I'm a serious Trekkie, listeners. I am like Die Hard, and I take it extremely seriously. And my fandom for the Hercules and Xena stuff is not quite as strong, but it's something I love, I think.
Yes, yeah. And as you'll get to know, Scott is a detail person. Yes. So he'll make sure that we don't miss too much, hopefully.
Right. Probably more than you want.
But you'll let us know.
Yes, you'll let us know.
Yeah.
What do you like, what do you not like? And maybe we'll care.
Maybe. We're not making promises. No. We're just saying you can tell us.
Yes, you can tell us.
I think that's it, huh?
Is there anything else you wanted to talk about today?
Probably not today.
No?
I'm kind of looking forward to...
Yeah, me too.
Well, I don't know about these movies, but we're going to slog through those.
Yeah, so the first one is Hercules and the Amazon Women.
Excellent.
Which came out April 1994. Mm-hmm. And the second one is Hercules and the Lost Kingdom.
Okay.
Which was like maybe 3 months later it aired. So we're going to talk about those two in our episode one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Amazon Women, I think, is actually stronger than The Lost Kingdom. The Lost Kingdom creates a lot of continuity problems with later stuff that drives me crazy
as it would.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. We'll discuss that.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see right away. You'll see in The Amazon Women, you have Lucy Lawless. She appears not as Xena.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin Sorbo, and there's a lot of players right from the beginning that will carry on.
Well, that makes it fun.
Yeah.
Good.
So that's it, listeners. We're going to sign off from this episode zero. We have taken our first steps on the legendary journey.
Yes, we have.
Yes, thank you for joining us. And let's talk to you again next week while we review The Amazon Women and The Lost Kingdom.
Thanks.
Thank you.